My dear friends in Christ, we typically know what is good for us. We typically know what it is that we need to do. But there's this funny quirk with our human nature, and though we have this knowledge, we tend to studiously ignore it. For a long time in Omaha, on the bishop's refrigerator in his rectory, he had cut out this little newspaper clipping, and it was a little comic. And it was this man in a doctor's office, and the doctor had given his prognosis, and the caption for the man was, "Less food and more exercise, you call yourself a doctor." And it's a funny little thing, but it's extremely true with our human nature. We know these things, but we find excuses to not do them. St. Paul tells us today that we are running in a race. He makes this comparison and likens us to athletes. And it's a very understandable analogy. And I'm sure that someone who is into running or exercise would be able to find more similarities. But there are a few that we can point out today. First, one of the hardest things is starting. There is what is known as the law of inertia, the first law of motion. A body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. That first step is the hardest, but it is also the most important. We know human nature. We know that we have that tendency to always say, "Oh, we'll do it tomorrow." We know these things are true when it comes to areas of, say, diet and exercise, but much more so are they true in our spiritual life. Waking ourselves out of tepidity and laziness can be a dreadfully hard thing to do. And connected with this is another important comparison. We have to make a proper and a prompt diagnosis. If you reach a crisis point, it becomes nearly impossible. Not impossible, but at least extremely difficult to start. If we have gotten ourselves to a point of being overweight, of being so unhealthy that initiating that exercise regimen is just torture. We don't want to reach that point. The earlier it is confronted, the easier it is to initiate good habits. So that diagnosis, are we in a state of crisis spiritually? If so, then make that important first step, a good confession. But hopefully we are not in this extreme state, but we still need to diagnose. Are we spiritually healthy? Are we spiritually active? Are we, as St. Paul puts it, are we running the race? Or are we distractedly just sort of walking along? A few good indicators of this would be, do we pray our rosary daily? Do we take time now and then to review our catechism? To go over the truths of our faith? Do we consistently do some sort of spiritual reading? Do we come to Mass or even make visits whenever it's possible? My dear friends, in Christ, we have to give our best. The prize that St. Paul talks about is not just some trophy. It's eternity. We have to give our best. Now, another aspect of this analogy of running a race, we have to pace ourselves. We know well the story of the tortoise and the hare. And the moral of the story is, be consistent. Even though we become tired, we don't lie down and take a nap, we carry on. Even though storms may come up, we're beaten down by wind and by rain, we carry on. That is, in our spiritual life, if we don't feel pious, so be it. We pray our prayers as well as we can and we carry on. When the world tempts us or circumstances seem to overwhelm us, we never stop. We do our best to try and not even slow down. We carry on. Every so often, in a long race or a marathon, there will be checkpoints. Places that are determined where a runner might get a cup of refreshing water. For us, this is the season of Lent. And it may not seem this way at first glance, but this is a spiritual checkpoint. It is a place where we can get some spiritual refreshment, where we can gather our strength so that we can make it to the end. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, verse 3, our Lord says, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. If we don't want to perish, if we don't want to faint along the way, we need to take full advantage of this holy season. And we start preparing ourselves mentally for the season now. We see the church has the priests wear violet vestments, though the flowers are still on the altar. The organ is allowed to be played at Mass. Do we wear the violet vestments to warn ourselves, I suppose? Prepare ourselves mentally. This holy season is coming up. So let us set the time aside. Matthew 11:28, our Lord said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and you shall find rest for your souls. We must seek out our Lord. We must make this quiet time with him. I strongly suggest that we put away our phones and tablets and computers. We don't need these distractions. The world certainly doesn't need us to be checking in on its evil and its drama. And we will be that much better without it. We should spend these 40 days in the wilderness with our Lord, in quiet, in solitude, in recollection. Let us renew our prayer life. Make spiritual reading a habit again. My dear friends in Christ, let us be able to say with St. Paul that we are running the race. We are running so as to obtain this prize. And again, this is not a perishable crown, it is an eternity. God willing, an eternity of happiness. with our Lord and His Blessed Mother, and with all the saints.